Katie Couch is a biologist, a teacher, and someone who is putting her sense of ecology to the test by living off the grid. Did you and your husband plan this house yourselves?
Yes, we did.
Describe your home for me.
It's a pretty normal home. A lot of people that visit, I think, don't realize that it's off the grid unless they happen to notice the solar panels on their way in. They're not on our house. The solar panels are actually on a shed next to our house. So it's really not all that unusual. It's fairly plain, actually, to tell you the truth. I mean, we love it, and we have our own style in it. But, you know, looking at it, it doesn't really look different from a normal house.
Your heating and cooling system is a little bit different as well.
The heating, we have water running through the floors, and that water is heated. Actually, that is heated not by solar, but by gas. We have a tank to run our appliances like the stove and the hot water heater because that's too big of a draw. Things that heat up are a really big draw in the solar system. We have gas for that, propane. And so that water through the floor is heated by the propane, but it's also heated by the sun. Passive solar, our house is designed for the sun to come in at an angle and hit the concrete floor and warm up the water as well. And we're working on a way to hook it up to the fireplace. You know, we have a little wood-burning stove. My husband's been kind of making some drawings and thinking about a way we can heat the water from that wood-burning stove, but we haven't quite gotten there yet.
Your refrigeration is that based on gas?
No, that's solar. When we planned the house, we had to kind of think about what are going to be the big energy draws. And the refrigerator was one of them. Because it pulls so much power and because it runs 24 hours, we had to just spend the money and buy a really energy efficient refrigerator. They do make refrigerators specifically for solar systems, but those are really expensive and really small. And we found that just the commercial refrigerator works just fine, just the most energy efficient available.
You, your husband, your two children live in this home.
Yes.
How do your kids feel about living off the grid?
Well, I don't think it's very noticeable to them. And I asked them this morning, you know, what do you think about our house and the solar? And my daughter said, I think our house is pretty, but she's five. So she doesn't even, you know, she doesn't understand. My son is eight. And he said what he likes about it is that when power goes out for everybody, we always have power. When there was the unfortunate incident of, you know, the bad weather and a lot of people were out of power for 5 to 8 days, we had power during that time. So he liked that. And he said, I also like that it's green. And I wasn't sure he knew what that meant. And I said, well, what do you mean by green? And he said, it helps the environment and nature. So I guess he does have a little bit better idea of it.
You have televisions, radios, computers, all the regular things that consume electricity in everyone else's home.
We do, but by personal preference, we don't have a television, although we basically do with the computer because we do Netflix and we watch streaming videos and things like that. So we use our computer kind of like a television. But we certainly could run a television. We just choose not to. It's not a big priority in our lives.
So basically, your children experience life the same as everybody else would. They have all the same appliances. It's just that you don't have that power bill.
There is one big difference, and actually it wouldn't be. We didn't realize it when we were setting the home up, and that is air conditioning. We thought we wouldn't be able to run an air conditioning unit on the system we have, and so we didn't put one in. But now we find in the summer we have too much power, and we need what's called a dump to dump some of the extra power. And so we certainly could get air conditioning. It just hasn't been one of the priorities, and we haven't done it yet. We're kind of researching, you know, at the moment to find which ones are efficient. But we certainly could run an air conditioning unit in the summer when we have a lot of extra power because the sun's up longer, but we just haven't done that. So that's the big difference between our house and other houses is it's a little warm in the summer, but not too bad.
A lot of this was designed by you and your husband. How long did you plan on doing this? How much time did you spend preparing to build this home?
Green building was not really at the residential level when we started thinking about it. And so, you know, I heard of a green building conference in Atlanta and got really excited and went to it. You know, they had some booths, but there were maybe 10 booths, and it was all for commercial applications. And so we went to get some ideas. We're a little bit discouraged, and I'm really encouraged now because there's been a lot of progress since then. We just, you know, dreamed, I guess, as most people do, you know, they're just coming up with their, you know, even a dream edition or something else. And we would talk about some different ideas. I don't know, maybe a year we kind of talked and planned. And then we found some property we liked and met with an architect. So maybe about a year.
How many solar cells do you have?
We have 10 solar cells.
And they produce enough electricity to pretty much run your house.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
What happens on cloudy days, rainy days, and the short days of winter?
Well, then we depend more on our batteries. If you have a solar or I guess they call it photovoltaic system. If you have that system, a lot of people, if they're already hooked into the grid, you know, to the traditional electrical grid with the power lines, then they may not have batteries because they're either running alternately off their solar panels or off the grid. Because we're not grid tied, we're more dependent on our batteries on those short days or on those cloudy days. And so that's really, you know, dependent on the batteries. And I guess after 2 years, we did have to replace the batteries. And so when those batteries were getting kind of weak, one cloudy day would kind of drain all our power. At that point, we could just choose to use candles, or we have a backup generator that requires gas, and we could run that if we needed to, you know, if we had to do laundry or something like that. But I'm encouraged. I'm hearing a lot about battery development and getting more efficient. Hopefully, cheaper will come along with that.
So what would be the biggest piece of advice that you would give a family planning to build a home off the grid?
I guess it just takes a little more thought. I mean, really, and it's something I think everyone maybe should be thinking about anyway, but it gives you more impetus to think about. It's crazy how many electric appliances I noticed that I didn't really notice before I lived in a solar home. You know, electric jewelry cleaners, electric things that heat water. You know, if you just go to the store, you'll see all kinds of electric appliances that don't really need to be electric. And it makes you kind of rethink those. But if someone's planning a home and they'd like to do solar or even off the grid, finding it a good architect that's experienced with that. And I guess a lot of the younger architects and engineers, as they're coming out of college, are starting to be more trained. That was a little bit difficult for us just to find someone that had any experience. And I guess that's always the hard part if you're doing something that's not very mainstream yet.
Katie Couch, I wish you and your family the best of luck as you continue to live off the grid.
Thank you.
For Around and About, this is Rabbit.